Remembering Hank Aaron, one of the legendary players in the game and a guy that was behind the dish quite a bit when he was at the plate, his former Met manager, former Major League manager, and of course, former catcher Jeff Torborg, who joins us right now on 98.7 ESPN. Jeff, it's always great to talk to you and appreciate the time. And, you know, when you first heard the news this morning about the passing of Hank Aaron, I'm curious as to what your first thoughts were that came to mind.
Well, that's interesting, Chris. The first thoughts came, we just lost Don Sutton, a Hall of Famer who was a teammate of mine who I grew up with. And then to hear about Henry, I'm going, oh my gosh, not another one. Yeah. And yesterday, talking with Joe Mohler, a former teammate of mine and roommate of mine with the Dodgers, he said, you know, the Hall of Fame sending a lot of people to heaven. He said, and there are a lot of, they got a great starting rotation. He said, I hope they're not looking for a long man. And then to hear this with Henry, I know that he's been recently on a cane and bent over and looked like he was not getting around very well, but he always had that infectious smile and was, in his latter years, became much more articulate about what went on in his career, because obviously he went through so much when he was performing that he didn't say much. He was not a kind of player on the field who said much. He wasn't a bat thrower. He didn't have any hot dog tendencies. He just came to play. And boy, you know, when I joined the Dodgers, I had grown up in New Jersey and I was a New York Giants fan, and I idolized Willie Mays. And to this day, I still think he's as great a player as I've ever seen. But when I got to the Dodgers, the awe and the way the Dodger pitchers talked about Hank Aaron, they called him Bad Henry. And they made every team meeting we had before we played the Braves, they say, whatever you do, don't allow Henry to beat you when the game's on the line. Whatever you do. And that was amazing because he could beat you in so many ways. You know, everybody thinks about him as the kind of hitter that he was. You know, he could steal a base when he wanted to. And we with the Dodgers didn't do a lot of hitting. In the 65 World Championship season, we only hit 245 as a team. So that meant we were playing games that were really close, one or two run games. You know, with Koufax and Drysdale, it's almost like you'd say to them, well, if you get one run, that means two. It'll take two to beat us, and your earned run average is possibly below that. So you don't have to worry about it. But the problem was when you played as close to the best as we did and didn't score a lot of runs, you run across a club like the Braves, and they could hammer you. They could really hit the ball. They had some big power hitters on that club in those days. You know, Joe Adcock and Eddie Matthews and Joe Torre was a young catcher coming along in those days, and he could hit. But Henry was really something. And so we always were, before the game, we knew that we would do whatever we could not to allow him to beat us. And that took in the consideration that he could possibly get on, and if we pitched around him, get on and steal a base, and it would be like we gave him a double. But he was an amazing, amazing hitter. Chris, the thing that the difference you see when you get behind the plate, squat down and decide on how you're going to approach a hitter, how you're going to have your pitcher pitch to him. You check out how they stand in the box and you think about, you know, how they approach the ball. He had this wiggle in his swing. You know, they talk about how great his wrists were, that he could. In fact, I've got a trophy on my right ring finger that my finger does not bend at the far end, because Henry, with two strikes on him, we threw a slider. Bob Miller, right-handed Bob Miller, threw a slider to him on a two-strike count, and I thought we had him beaten. The ball was almost by him. He just flicked out with his hand. And he fouled the ball off, and it dislocated my finger. It stuck straight up in the air. I looked down, and I thought it was gone. It was standing up in the air like an L shape. And the old umpire, Jack O'Connell, the Hall of Fame small umpire, said, here, kid, let me take that. And he grabbed it, and he popped it back in place. and we went on playing. But I remember I started, whenever I was behind Henry, I'd catch with one hand and make sure the other one was nowhere around. But he was a special player.
You know, Jeff, it's amazing. You go back, and the thing that maybe we don't realize about him, he truly was one of those players, when the pressure got greater, he got even better. And I went back and looked. I mean, he had 360 against Koufax for his career. I mean, how is that possible? And you look at, like you were talking about, the pressure factor later on. What do you remember about that with Aaron that made him so good in those kind of situations?
Well, it was almost like he expected to hit. You know, there's some of us who are not very good hitters who say, well, I hope I hit. He expected to hit, and he knew what he was looking for. I think, as we remember back, and I remember the team meetings we had, we felt that he would sit, what we call sit on a pitch. He would look for a pitch. He'd sit on breaking stuff because he could catch up to anybody's fastball because he was so strong and his wrists were so good. I just remember he knew where they were in their lineup constantly when you were facing the Braves, so that you knew where number 44 was going to be coming if things turned out a certain way. So you were trying to think that far ahead. But he just had a presence about him. He didn't panic. He wasn't loud. He just did what it took. You know, he was if he needed a run scored from third base, he wouldn't necessarily look to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He'd hit a ground ball in the infield if we're playing the infield back and take that run the easy way. It's just the way he played the game. But he didn't say much. He didn't, you know, he didn't jump around much. He just was a kind of like almost mechanical machine. He was so effective.
Former Mets manager and, of course, Major League catcher Jeff Torborg with us, remembering Hank Aaron. Jeff, is it possible that a guy who hit 755 home runs, Jeff, was not fully or is not fully appreciated for the complete player that he was? You alluded to the base running, all that kind of stuff earlier, and just getting runs home. I mean, he has a feel like he was a Mike Trout type of player before Mike Trout was around.
Yes, yeah, he was. You know, he wasn't known for his defense in his early years. He just went out there and played and played well. And there was no, he wasn't a flashy player. You know, he wasn't a guy that would make, he would make fantastic plays, but he'd make them look easy. You know, they used to say that about DiMaggio. I remember even my father, who was not a Yankee fan, used to say DiMaggio was as coordinated and smooth a player as he has seen. And the same can be said of Henry. You know, he would make sensational plays in the outfield, but he would make them look routine. You know, he would go back on a ball, or some guys would go and crash into the wall. He would time it well, and he never made a bad throw. He'd always, after he's caught the ball, or there's caught a ball that is off of a base hit type of situation, his relay throws were perfect. He throws strikes all over the ball field. He just did everything so easily, and without a lot of show. You know, it was just he just was a consummate pro.
Jeff, you touched on it a little bit about not wanting him to beat you, but I'm curious to know, when you have Drysdale, when you have Sandy, and you've got great hitters, and it was so part of the game to back guys off the plate, to go after them inside. What was that like for a guy like Drysdale in particular when you're facing someone like Hank Aaron?
You know, that's interesting that you should ask that, because different hitters hit in different ways. You know, they stand closer to the plate, or their approach is to pull off the ball or to dive into the ball, that type of thing. So accordingly, you pitch that way. Drysdale was known as a guy that wasn't afraid to knock somebody down, you know, at all. In fact, there'd be times when he would knock a guy down and he'd be walking to the plate to get the throw back from me. And the hitter would say, "Who is he looking at?" "He's looking at you." You know, it just had a way of showing it. He didn't do that with Henry. I mean, Frank Robinson used to stand on top of the plate and Don would knock him down left and right. Henry was back off the plate a little bit, and he had such quick wrist that if he didn't get the ball way in, he could really turn on that ball. You always had a feeling that we'd be better off pitching him low and away and take our chances the other way. But Drysdale, and there is such a respect and a concern for what Henry was able to do with his approach and that waggle of the bat with a wrist action, that you had to be careful inside. And I do remember Don. There were times that Don would, you know, come inside to make sure that he was setting up the outside, and these, you know, the great hitters would bite the dust and the helmet would go flying and get back up and nobody said anything and just continued to play. But there were certain guys that it's almost like there were times that if we knock somebody down, if they don't wake him up, "Don't do that. Don't go near him. You know, stay away from him," type of thing. And Henry was one of those guys. We didn't mess with it. We didn't challenge him like that very often.
Last one, Jeff. How would you best describe Hank Aaron to somebody that had no concept of what Hank Aaron was about in the sport?
Wow. Well, what he went through in the early years, and a lot of the Afro-American players, what they went through in the minor leagues and even in the major leagues in the early years, and to have them star and able to produce the way they did with difficult times, that's amazing to me. But I have to say, if you're thinking of it's tough to compare eras of players. But when you bring up Henry Aaron's name, he's got to be in the top three or four of the guys who ever played the game, it seems to me. And I might be exaggerating a little bit, but that's how good he was.